But I can't think right now. I know the kids had some up here a day or two ago.
Well, do they call them corn dodgers or hush puppies?
Hush puppies, I believe, is what they call them.
Okay. Have you ever had anything made out of cornmeal that's, you make it in a bowl and maybe boil it with a ham hock or with turnip greens? Have you ever had cornmeal like that?
No, I've eaten just straight, the old name is mush.
Okay.
It's just a boiled meal, you know.
Uh-huh.
And nothing but salt in it, and a lot of people make mush patties out of it. And
okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake is...
All right.
I guess as good a name as you can give it.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Homemade loaves.
Okay. Well, now, suppose it's not homemade, then what would you call it?
Well, it's a loaf of bread.
Okay. Well, would you call it loaf bread or wheat bread or white bread? Or?
It would be the old way of speaking of it would be, it was made out of wheat, whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we just call it a loaf of light bread of late years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big and it's got a hole in the middle of it?
Donuts.
Okay. Now, would you call them donuts regardless of whether they were homemade or store-bought?
Yes, and that's...
be the same thing.
Yes, be practice same. Well, it would be the same thing.
All right.
You can make them at home that look pretty much and taste pretty much like the bought ones.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
All right. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
The old name for it would be, the old name was souse meat, and the new name is pressed meat.
All right. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The seed.
And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
It would be the same in the peach.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A cling.
And what about the one that separates easily from the seed?
The one that's I just don't know. I'm kind of stumped on that.
All right. Well, you know, there are two kinds, and one of them sticks and the other one.
One of them cling to, well, the meat won't turn loose, and the other does turn loose easy, just to slit the peach.
Can you think of the name of that one that it turns loose?
Well, let's see. Georgia Bell or... A Georgia Bell or a Alberta,
okay.
They usually turn loose the seed pretty easy.
All right. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Green beans.
All right. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Dried beans.
All right. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnips.